Sophia Minard.
And that right there means baseball at its best.
And now, leading off for your Milwaukee Brewers,
Valley Sports Wisconsin's Sophia Minard.
She hasn't changed, but the team has, because she is now following the division leading and maybe now the division favorite Milwaukee Brewers. Sophia, you ready to join that club?
Yeah, I mean, it's very early, but it's definitely been a good start.
Has any of it surprised you? There's nobody other than, I think, Baseball Prospectus said the Brewers are going to win the division. They're going to win 90 games. And I admit, I was like, what? Where'd you come up with that? Well, they seem to have seen something, but
your gambling ways are showing again,
yeah,
my friend.
But what, from the beginning of this season to now, take us through that, Sophia.
I think two things stand out. I would say that, you know, we expected the pitching staff to be the strength of this team and the foundation of any kind of success that they were going to have. And I think they've even exceeded those expectations. You can't anticipate having historic starts. And as a rotation, they've provided that with their consistency. They set a franchise record for consecutive starts of one earned run or less. Then you look at an individual like Corbin Burnes, what he's done, his historic. So you just can't anticipate that kind of success, that kind of start to a season. And then I think the other reason is just the players that have stepped up in the absence of their all-star players who have missed now significant time with injuries, you know, with Colton Wong and Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich. And they've just continued to win series, and it's different guys stepping up on a nightly basis. So I think it's the pitching and those position players stepping up that are really the foundation of all of it.
So we knew the pitching was going. That's what Homer based his decision on, the pitching. Obviously, mm-hmm. the thing in question was the hitting and the offense. But it seems like what would you say? They've done enough to do good?
I think that's fair. You know, I mean, they're hitting for a low average right now. But I will say the offense that they're getting has been timely. They've been among the best teams in the league with runners in scoring position. So even though they're hitting for a low average, they're taking advantage of scoring opportunities, and they're not as home run reliant as what we've seen in the past. I think the makeup of this roster and this lineup is better suited for putting the ball in play. There is certainly power up and down that lineup. Anyone can have a threat for power at any spot, which is a good thing to have, but it has not been home run reliant, feast or famine on the homer. So I think that's a really good thing. And, you know, you've seen hitters get on base with walks and all of that. So I think they're doing it kind of in every way offensively, even though, you know, the average isn't high, and I think certainly they anticipate that to be better.
So is that some of the – because I was going to ask you about – all right, so you got those two categories. Now, again, this is some of my baseball lack of knowledge. Some of the intangible things that the team has to do. I mean, obviously it seems like you got to pitch, then you got to hit. I mean, what else is there?
Yeah.
Are the Brewers doing any of that?
Well, run prevention is a big thing that Craig Counsell harps on. And when he says run prevention, he means the total package, right, of, you know, pitching, game planning, defense behind a pitcher, and doing that for an entire game, right? Like playing clean defensively, having the right positioning, shifting or no shifting, all of that, right? Like there are decisions that are made on every single pitch that's thrown in a game. So I think they're overall very pleased with that. Obviously, it starts with their pitching staff. Their starters have been tremendous. I think the bullpen is really finding good spots for guys now. You know, the bullpen is young. They're not very experienced, but I think you're seeing individual guys step up in those roles too. So it all goes together, right? Because, you know, the pitching in terms of the starters get deep into games, that sets up the bullpen better of putting guys in the right spots, giving them favorable matchups, not as many innings for the bullpen to cover, and then you're getting really good defense behind them. So it all goes together.
Talking with Sophia Minard, run prevention. I don't remember. Is that a new Craig Counsell invention? He has other phrases. We're out-getters or something
out-getters,
like that.
Out-getters, yes.
So do we have a list now? I feel like this is Eddie Doucette's. He had stuff for basketball. So we have out. What is that? Out.
Outgetters,
position player group. Yeah, we've got a lot of lingo.
I mean, run prevention. I thought you were just going to say, yeah, you need to play good defense to help your pitchers. But no, it's more complicated than that, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes into this, and nothing is done by accident, right? There's information that supports every decision.
Do they have run creators? Is that the new thing? They're not hitters. They're run creators.
Isn't manufacturing runs, right? Isn't that old?
Manufacturing runs?
No,
yeah,
I think, a good one would
stealing
be.
Some bases
you've
here.
Had some great run prevention. Skip, or I don't know if you call him Craig. What do you call him? What's the
problem? I call him Craig.
Craig, any thought about maybe some run creators?
I will run that by him, see if he's got a term for that one.
Run offense creation.
Will you actually do it, or are you just being nice to me like you said other things you would do that I know you never did?
You probably think this was funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. All right. Kristen Yelich, Dr.
It'd be funny if you told him I asked that question, Sophia.
You can do it any way you want. I'm so amazed that you're actually going to do it.
Sophia, Craig used to be my guy back in the day.
I'll say Tony Smith. When he was a baseball playing. Fan.
Yeah. No, I know him from back in the day.
He and I have something very much in common, I think.
Really?
Both of us have college degrees in accounting, and I don't think either of us spent one day as an accountant.
Ah. All right.
That's probably true.
And I could have gone to Notre Dame. No, just kidding. All right, back to Kristen Yelich. Dr. Minert, what's the update as far as what you can tell us? I know MRI or anything, and how they are feeling about what's going on.
Yeah, he returned home to Milwaukee over the weekend, had the MRI done, and I think all things considered, it was a good report in that it didn't reveal anything significant. It didn't reveal anything different. Doesn't appear to be any structural damage. So I think those are all really good things. I think they just wanted to get more information and rule out anything else that was going on with him. You know, this one is a little bit different for him than what he's experienced in the past, because in the past, he's always been able to like get through it in a couple of days and avoid IL. And obviously this one's a little bit more significant in terms of it's just taking longer, and they haven't seen as much progress as they would like. And while he's been able to be on the field, he's just not able to do everything fully. So, you know, the good news is, like, Billy McKinney has been incredible stepping up. Like, there's no one that can replace Kristen Yelich, but I think the production that they've gotten from Billy McKinney and the defense as well has been as good as you could hope for. So hopefully Kristen takes some good steps forward this week. And
what do you mean? Vogelbach's got to replace Yelich. Come on. That's Homer's guy.
That definitely is my guy. So is he day-to-day, or can you say they're anticipating him to be able to play in a few days, or saying nothing specific?
I think we're very much day-to-day on this because, you know, one day is going to lead to the next in terms of what can he do today? How does he feel tomorrow? Can they push it, or is he at the same place, or, you know, does he take a step backwards? So it's truly day to day, I think, in terms of how he feels and how quickly he's able to ramp up the baseball activity.
He's got to be so mad. This team,
yeah.
I can't imagine how badly he wants to play and help this team.
Yeah, no, I think he's definitely frustrated, but optimistic. You know, I think just ruling out anything else that's going on is a good thing. But Kristen, I mean, he absolutely hates being hurt. He hates not being able to play. I think he, more so than anyone, knows, you know, he has to be out there. The team counts on him. He takes that responsibility really seriously. So he is definitely chomping at the bit to get out there. Same with Lorenzo Cain.
Is there any way you can explain how incredible, how historic, how amazing Corbin Burns is? I said the Brewers should charge everybody an extra dollar tonight to be able to see him pitch. Every game,
worth an extra dollar.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we'd all pitch in an extra dollar to watch him. It's just an unbelievable. It reminds you of Christian's MVP season, or even what Devin Williams did last year, right? Where it's like they come up and you just expect them to do something. Like, it feels automatic, and they make it look easy, and you know, and I think that's what you just marvel at, is you know that what they're doing is so hard to do. So it's just been unbelievable to watch him, and it's been so fun to watch him turn a nightmare 2019 into what he has become last year and this year. And you just feel really proud of him. You know, I think you see how much work he has put in. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever seen. He's incredibly diligent about his work and his process and his routine. So, we'll see what's in store. But again, you can never predict historic performances, but you just have to enjoy them when you see them in front of you.
Prop bet, Sophia, for you and Homer.
Mm-hmm.
Burns versus Tatis Jr. right now, one at bat. A hit?
Oh, Corbin.
Out? Or
Corbin,
ooh,
for sure. Yeah.
Over Tatis Jr.?
Yeah.
Tell him.
What?
Tell him.
Yeah.
Sophia! Tatis Jr. is hot.
Yeah, I'm going with Corbin.
He's hot as fish grease right now.
Corbin has every pitch going right now,
yeah,
and he has
him.
So much confidence that
Tony thinks
I think
Trump's
he could
Superman,
overmatch
so you
Tatis.
Got it. Go ahead, tell him more.
Hey,
tell him more.
Clayton Kershaw thought the same thing, and he got ripped.
You know what? I'll say it. You don't have to, Sophia. He ain't Corbin Burns.
Okay.
Kershaw would only hope to be Corbin Burns.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, who would you take right now? Ooh. Who would you take right? It's not even close.
All
Clayton
right.
Kershaw had his days.
I believe you. All right. I'm not. I was just. It was a question.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying.
We know where you're leaning, though.
I wasn't leaning. I'm just saying Tatis is looking pretty good right now. That's all I know.
I'm just impressed that Tony Smith dropped both Tatis and Kershaw. Like, that's really good awareness on your part.
That's right.
T. Smith.
He's got his guy.
You're locked in.
Yep.
Tatis is a good guy to roll with.
There you go.
There you go.
23, baby. I got the shades. I got the hat coming in the mail.
Sophia, I don't know if I said this the last time, but I have predicted a Brewers no-hitter this season. You want to join that club?
Okay, yeah. I'll go in on that.
Yeah!
Wait, what about the...
I think there's a couple good options in there.
That's
so
right.
I'll go with that.
Let's ask Sophia about the seven-inning rule.
Go ahead.
You explain it.
I understand it's not a no-hitter because they changed this just because of COVID, but people are upset. And
Was it again, though?
Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah. And I said that if the MLB said this is going to be a seven-inning game and he pitched a no-hitter in those seven innings,
right,
it's a complete game. Why wouldn't he get the no-hitter?
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
I think just not to mess with the historical records of, like, you know, a no-hitter is
but
a nine-inning game.
But they already messed with it. The hits in the game count. The strikeouts in the game count. Why? So they already messed with it by making it seven games. If you're not going to count the no-hitter, don't count any hits anybody got in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I think Madison Bumgarner is he's a pretty old-school guy. I think even he, you know, was, you know, very humbled by the accomplishment, but I think even he was like, he understood why it wasn't considered a true no-hitter.
Okay. I don't care about Baumgartner.
Please,
I care about
please
the inconsistent.
Show more respect for Sophia than you do for me.
Care for
don't you give her
I don't care about
she
him.
She just told you
listen,
you're wrong.
First, this is not a right or wrong. This is an opinion thing. I'm just saying I wasn't arguing for Baumgartner. I don't even know this guy. I don't care about this guy.
But there's work to be done,
MLB,
Sophia.
You're not being consistent. You shortened the game. Rain didn't shorten the game. Lightning didn't shorten the game. You did.
A condition similar to rain
and
lightning.
And no one got a hit in the game that you put him in. And it's an official game. It counts in the books. A guy hit three home runs. Those count on his home run total. Why is this guy not getting credit for what he did in the game? You shortened the game. It's your league. You shortened the game. Now you're trying to rip the guy. It's just dumb. This is why I'm struggling with liking baseball. Thank goodness Tatis is bat flipping and taunting. Without that, I'd be out again.
Just stick with Tatis, Tony. Just stay on that bandwagon.
Really?
This is kind of nice being in the audience. Sophia, always appreciate it. We'll talk in 2 weeks. Thanks. And
okay.
I did have one last quick question, though I know we're late. Have they given any thought? I've suggested that anybody that has the vaccine should be able to go to the game, or that any player that has had the vaccine, then you don't have to test them anymore. That just seems so obvious to me to do it. And it would help everyone and also get more people to do the vaccine. Have you heard anything akin to any of that?
In terms of fans, no, I have not heard that. Though I know the Dodgers are doing like a vaccinated fan section at Dodger Stadium. Okay. I'm not quite sure how they're rolling that out, but I have not heard anything like that for here. And for the players, I mean, they do have protocols in place if they get to 85%. So there is a plan for that.
Oh.
But not all the teams in the league have reached that threshold.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Sophia Minert, every other Monday, for as long as she'll let us talk to us. Did she convince you? So I've said it.
No.
You didn't listen to me. Who do you have to get to tell you to convince
us? I don't think anyone's going to be able to convince me because it's just dumb. I mean, it's not even like... It just there's nothing that makes sense about it.
All right, call. We need a caller for last week's winner for Are You a Better Guesser? And you get to pick. It's random. 1-800-990-3776. You should do 150 because that's how many people will have to tell you you're wrong for you to maybe consider changing your mind.
I'm doing 85 because Steph with 85 threes to break Harden's record in a month.
You can't do that to Pebble. 85th caller?
No, it's not 85th caller. It's the 85 is the number of the phone number.
This is a random number because we didn't have any winners.
Yeah, it's a number of their phone number, right?
We don't have any winners, so how can it be the number of their phone number?
We don't
have
any phone number. Caller number, whatever. You pick the number.
Oh, caller number. How do I know the caller number?
No, I mean, just like caller 15, caller 34, caller 20. That's the person who's going to win.
Oh, I got you. Caller, let's go with 7.
7
it is. Number 7.
Caller 7, 1-800-990-3776. Aaron Rodgers, Daily Report next.